Whatever happened to the idea of a universal language? Is Esperanto still alive? This is the year of languages in America, and we're talking about talk. Have you ever thought to yourself, wouldn't it be wonderful if everyone in the world spoke the same language? Or wouldn't it be almost as good if everyone could speak their own language at home, but agree to learn the same second language for international communication? What if there were a language that didn't belong to any one country? A language so easy you could learn it quickly, like in a couple of weeks or months. Well, if you like that idea, you're in good company. Starting as early as the 17th century, there have been hundreds of proposals for an international language, and they still keep coming. But for a variety of reasons, only one of them had much success, and that was Esperanto. It was invented in Poland in the late 19th century by a man named Ludwig Zamenhof, who wasn't a professional linguist or a language teacher, but simply a man who dreamed of a universal language. And he created a pretty good one. I have friends who've heard of Esperanto but never heard it spoken say to me, "Isn't it mostly Spanish?" Well, no. The name Esperanto has a Spanish flavor, but the vocabulary of the language is a mix of words from Eastern and Central Europe. Some of it comes from Latin and Romance languages. Some comes from Germanic languages like English, and it has a sprinkling of Slavic. It uses a Latin alphabet like ours, slightly modified with phonetic spelling, and a very simple grammar. Its beauty, above all, is that it's deliciously predictable. There are no irregularities, none of those pesky exceptions that make natural languages so slippery and so natural. To me, Esperanto has kind of an eerie sound. Let's listen to a few lines from the 1965 classic film Incubus, the only feature-length film ever made in Esperanto. Here's the young William Shatner, shortly before he became Captain Kirk of Star Trek. I am told that his pronunciation could be improved, but here he is, talking Esperanto with a beautiful and innocent-looking succubus, who, unknown to him, has come to seduce him and steal his soul.
Kiam vi las dimanches?
Mi ne memoras.
Venu. Venu. Sidigi. Mia fratino bacchus panum. El portus al vi aquam.
Ne. Mi sentis bonanun, Duncan. Mi trinkas a la fontano malantauite.
So let's go back to the question of what happened to Esperanto. It was created in 1887. It got a big boost in popularity from the war weariness of the 1920s, and then seems to have faded away. But it didn't die out. Although it had ups and downs in the 20th century, the language is now alive and well and gaining in popularity, in part because of the Internet. Esperanto speakers are dispersed, so it's hard to get an exact count of them, but most estimates put the number at more than 1 million speakers on the planet. There are Esperanto novels and magazines and a translation of the Bible and The Lord of the Rings. There's Esperanto poetry, an international Esperanto museum, and, best of all, there are online chat rooms where you can talk to people all over the world. And you can hear broadcasts in Esperanto on over 20 radio stations, like Radio Beijing, or even Vatican Radio. There's an internet station that plays nothing but music, with vocals in Esperanto, 24 hours a day. And the language has moved into places where it was never heard before, places like Mongolia, Indonesia, and the Congo. And how about Hungary? Esperanto is now the third most popular foreign language in Hungarian high schools. And I should add that there are Esperanto clubs popping up on college campuses across the U.S., including here at the College of Charleston. The Year of Languages is a time to reach out beyond the English-speaking world. So let me challenge you. Why not learn Esperanto? It's quick, it's easy, and thanks to the Internet, you can use it worldwide. Talk to someone in Shanghai or Novosibirsk. If you want to learn more about it, check the website of my colleague Donald Harlow, one of the country's leading Esperantists, and a contributor to this program. Or go to www.esperanto.net. That's the linguistic thought for today, and this is the 5-Minute Linguist at the College of Charleston in cooperation with the National Museum of Language. If you'd like to ask a question about languages, go to our website at cofc.edu/linguist. In the meantime, keep in mind that wherever you are, and whatever you do, language makes a difference.